So let's take a look at an example of how this all plays out with real storms. Okay, just like in your student guide, this is what the storm looks like in reflectivity, where we have the first column on the left, the non-severe storm, the middle column being the severe storm, and then the right column being the supercell. And the top row is storm top, one row down is the minus 10 degree level, and then the third row down is the lowest scan, and then the cross sections go through on the bottom right there. So as we go to ZDR, let's take a look at the non-severe storm case. In this case here, the ZDR column extends up close to about minus 10 degrees Celsius on the western end of the updraft, and at no place is there an overhang in the ZDR column, just like there is no overhang in the reflectivity. In the severe storm case, we see a much taller ZDR column, and it extends up to about minus 20 degrees Celsius, even a little bit above it. And the vertical cross-section reveals a substantial ZDR column overhang along the reflectivity extending over the low-level inflow and weak echo region. Then finally, in this supercell example, we see the ZDR column going up to minus 10 degrees Celsius, and it's forced along the sides of the bounded weak echo region. There's even an indication of a ZDR ring around the lowest reflectivity portion of the BWIR. This ZDR column extends upward in the cross-section to roughly minus 20 degrees Celsius, and then it extends or descends down to the low levels in the forward flank reflectivity gradient.